And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 16th of April, 2017. It's Easter Sunday, the day on which millions of people around the world celebrate as the day Jesus was resurrected from the dead after his crucifixion. Easter, also second only to Halloween in annual candy sales, more than 16 billion jelly beans prepared every year for Easter. It's the birthday of the Irish author John Millington Synge, born in Rathfarnham near Dublin in 1871, who believed that the Irish, under their Catholic exterior, still maintained a healthy dose of paganism. He wrote about this in his plays Riders to the Sea and The Playboy of the Western World. The story of a peasant boy becomes famous in his village after he boasts of killing his father, but it ends in disgrace when it turns out that his father is still very much alive. Play opened at the Abbey Theatre in Dublin. There were riots in the streets. Irish did not like the image of them that John Millington Synge presented, especially since he was, after all, a Protestant. It was 5 years ago today, 2012, the Pulitzer Prize Committee announced that it would not award any prize for fiction. The three-member fiction jury had reviewed more than 300 novels. They agreed on a few parameters. They decided they would not favor writers for their obscurity or penalize them for their fame, that they would tend to favor the grand, flawed effort over the exquisitely crafted miniature, and they preferred visionary writers to modest gardeners, and they came up with three finalists, David Foster Wallace and Dennis Johnson and Karen Russell, and the Pulitzer Prize Committee decided to award the prize to none of them. And it's the birthday of the writer Carol Bly, born in Duluth, 1930, author of Changing the Bully Who Rules the World and Letters from the Country, and who also studied Icelandic, did knitting, wrote crosswords, played the violin, and planted oak trees. Here's a poem for today by David Rumtvedt, Returning Home in Winter. I open the door as my wife steps from the bath into the cold air, goosebumps on her skin. She wraps a towel around herself, sees me watching, and unwraps it. When she smiles, her breath rises. The shadow of the bamboo sweeps across the steps without stirring the dusting of snow, and we leave no tracks as we climb the stairs and fall into bed. The blackbird, too, has a shadow. It crosses the sky on winter afternoons, the sharp light in the icicles hanging from the eaves. In the lower corner of the old Chinese paintings, a hermit or wandering monk sits at the base of a mountain, his long hair dirty and his clothes torn. Before him, the leafless branches of the trees wave. Such a painting hangs near the stove where my wife, now dressed, sits brushing her hair. I add wood to the fire. Returning Home in Winter, a poem by David Rumtvedt from Dilemmas of the Angels, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.